Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Tonight at 10 o'clock on this radio station, you can listen to The Takeout, the best summation of what's happened that day in D.C. and across the country. No better. You can sign up for it, have that podcast delivered. You can watch it live on the CBS app. Major, great to chat with you as always. This is Steve Bannon, a part of an interview the last couple days, continuing to make the point that he makes over and over and over again. Listen and let's react.
Well, he's going to get a third term. So Trump 28, Trump is going to be president in 28. And people just ought to get accommodated with that.
So what about the 22nd Amendment?
There's many different alternatives. At the appropriate time, we'll lay out what the plan is. But there's a plan, and President Trump will be the president in 28. And the country needs him to be president of the United States. We have to finish what we started. Trump is a vehicle. I know this will drive you guys crazy, but he's a vehicle of divine providence. He's an instrument. He's very imperfect. He's not churchy, not particularly religious, but he's an instrument of divine will. And you can tell this of how he's pulled this off. We need him for at least one more term, right? And he'll get that in 28.
Bannon talks about this more than anyone, but the president hands out the caps, which talk about a third term. How much are people close to the president looking at that possibility right now when we're not even done with the first year? And how vigorous will they pursue this, whether some sort of emergency, some sort of declaration? We have talked many times about a man when he came down the escalator. Well, this is fun. This is PR. Mm-hmm. You know, various moments over and over and over again that this would stick to him, including this minor little thing I called January 6th.
Yep.
And he always survives.
Mm-hmm.
Is this possible?
I think you have to take very seriously any utterance from Steve Bannon or anyone else around President Trump that he will try to stay for a third term or stay in the office regardless of whether or not he has a third term. He exhibited a willingness to bend the law, raise a group of protesters, which turned into a riotous mob, to stop the certification of an election defeat. So you have to tell yourself and believe anything is possible in this space, regardless of how much it would ignore tradition, the Constitution, or any other norms. That I'm not predicting it will happen, but you must take seriously the possibility that those around the president would set this in motion. But I think the first point you made is more important. We're first year of Trump's second term.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long way for him to go in that term, physically, from a health perspective and otherwise. And anyone of his age, just as anyone of Biden's age, that is a factor that must always be weighed on a day-to-day basis. Because at a certain age, if things begin to go, they begin to go rapidly. And I'm not saying things are going for Trump, but he's gone to Walter Reed twice this year.
We know very little about that, right?
We know very little about that. His schedule basically has one event a day. He had more when the first part of this second term began. He was much more vigorous.
He does meet the media sometimes two or three times a day, though, doesn't
he? Yes, there are days when that is true. But if you sort of net out his schedule over the last couple of months, and I've been just keeping mental notes on this, there's usually one event a day, and that's it. So his pace has slackened a little bit. Now, look, he's going to go to Asia for a week, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. I've covered many of those with previous presidents as well as President Trump. It's a pretty intense schedule. Mm-hmm. He may blow through that and look great and be vigorous. All of that is certainly possible. I'm just saying, at anyone of an advanced age, three more years of a presidency is a big deal, and you got to get through that before you can contemplate anything else. But to your threshold question, should people dismiss or take seriously this possibility? We must take it seriously.
If you told me I had to place a bet today and February 1st, 2029, who's the president of the United States, I honestly would bet Donald Trump right now. He has overcome so much. The question is, if they are exploring stretches of the Constitution we never could have imagined or declarations that seem beyond improbable for his most loyal Republicans in elected office, what are they going to say if this happens?
Well, the default answer is whatever Trump tells them to say.
Yeah, right.
I mean, is there anything really inconsistent with that pattern in Trump 2.0? Answer, mostly no.
No.
I mean, there's the occasional Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene is wandering off the reservation a bit, but in the main, no, there's not going to be any pushback.
No.
And look, I think there's a couple of things pending before the Supreme Court that will play very strongly into this calculation. One, it's the Supreme Court's assessment of tariff powers, because the president has taken them entirely beyond what any previous president did. That's an absolute fact. And most people that I've talked to who are experts under the underlying law that this administration cites for its ability to do this say that's not what the law called for. That's not what the law permits. And the historical understanding of the taxation powers when this country began was all tariff powers. It wasn't any other kind of taxation powers. All flowed through Congress. But if this Supreme Court, as currently composed, says, no, you're fine, that will be a signal to the president that another norm can be surmounted. Similarly, if the Supreme Court says, you know what, the 14th Amendment doesn't say what it says or historically has been understood to have said about birthright citizenship, and whatever Trump wants on that, it gets. The administration gets. If those two things go Trump's way, what on earth would anyone around Trump who wants him to have a third term would say to themselves other than
Green light. Green light.
Go ahead.
All right, let me jump in on tariffs here because I wake up this morning and I see we're upset again on tariffs with Canada. I'm thinking a couple weeks ago they were the prime minister and the president, they were pals. And this is all about the premier of Ontario and their group putting out a video with the actual words, not the AI words, the actual words of Ronald Wilson Reagan in 1987 with, I assume, his weekly radio address.
Right.
Where he is cautioning and criticizing tariffs and saying basically, I know the initial default, let's punish, let's sanction, but in the long run, this is going to hurt him. And this is a man, Donald Trump, who says repeatedly, my favorite word on the planet, not love, not Melania, not Barron, tariffs, tariffs. So then he announces on Truth Social another tantrum. I am ending any trade talks with Canada, any trade talks. And then the Prime Minister Carney's just getting off some plane. He's trying to be very diplomatic.
Yep.
Okay, where are we going with this one?
So we do about $1 billion in trade and services between the two countries annually. This is a $75 million ad buy. Now, look, if you want to be upset about something, you can decide for yourself what you want to be upset about. That's true in matters large, medium, and small.
Yep.
And if the president wants to be upset about this, he can be upset about it. But honestly, let me just put that into context again. This is a $75 million TV campaign that is jeopardizing $1 trillion in goods and services trades between the United States and Canada. Seems a little disproportionate.
Yeah.
I am going to talk on my show tonight about this group called the Kobesi Letter.
Okay.
They have a million followers on Twitter, K-O-B, I think it's E-I-S-S-I. They have on their X account, they published this on October 12th, what they regard, and they said in their analytical advice to their customers, they have gained them lots of money this year by following this 11-step pattern. I'm quoting them. And the 11-step pattern always starts on a Thursday or Friday with an announcement from Trump declaring some new tariff or some collapse in trade talks.
Mm-hmm.
That the markets begin to digest Thursday and Friday. Maybe before the markets close on Friday, there is some sort of reassuring statement from someone not named Donald Trump, but in the administration nevertheless. And certainly by Monday or Tuesday of the following weekend, there are reassuring statements from the White House. And the markets rise and fall and trade on this pattern now continuously. This Kobesi letter says, we do this all the time for our clients. And they have all gained trading in the in-between on these announcements and what they don't, and more importantly, what they don't mean.
He also played a very big part in the usual suspects.
The point there is, this may not last. By Tuesday, it could be all calm back down.
Well, right now I'm looking at the markets, and I totally get what you're saying. Right now the Dow's up 545, and the Nasdaq's up 311. So I think
that's mostly driven by the CPI print, but nevertheless, they're not freaked anymore.
They're not. They're the taco thing is legit. Okay, shutdown among our topics when we come back. What kind of party is Major having tonight for the Dodgers Game One playoffs? And if he came to town for 2 days, would he spend the night at my place? All of these on the docket when we come back. 49 past 12. You know where I would take him? We go stretch.
Got to get a good stretch.
We got to go stretch. Major, he's talked before, working out. He looks great, looks tremendous. We could go to any stretch lab he'd want.
Stay limber.
Stay limber. You know, stay focused. We'd be, you know. Trying out. First of all, Major would get evaluated by the pros at Stretch Lab. He'd talk to them about any nagging issues he has. I would call ahead and have the therapist say, how about those Chargers? Aren't they playing real well? Because he doesn't acknowledge that the Chargers exist after they left his hometown in San Diego.
Are the Padres still in it, Major?
Oh, that's really... I wouldn't go that far. You did. That's uncalled for. whether you're Major Garrett, whether you're me, whether you're Dave, whether you're a 17-year-old, whether you're fit, whether you're golfing, biking, Stretch Lab with a dozen-plus locations of town, they work with everyone. I believe in it. For 6 years, they make me feel better, and my son with significant health issues. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I saw this guy, Michael Bublé, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I would say 95% of the audience, including myself, wanted to go home with him. We all were just so smitten and
totally
fell for
that.
Him. I mean, by the way, you would have felt the same way. I mean, don't act like you're detached. Your eyes would have been locked in. You would have been right there. Okay, I don't know the music theme. Would you like Major to guess? Or, I mean, that's just one song. Sir, that's a tough guess.
Well, yeah, but being the Dodgers fan he is, yeah. I assume he would have to know why I would play that song today.
Yeah. Any guess, sir?
Gentlemen, we go over this so often. It has really crossed over well beyond tedium. Well beyond tedium.
Well, that just makes us want to do it
that's
over.
That's the
and
Chad Hartman show in a nutshell.
That's
there.
It.
In
you,
a
have to, you have to understand, that is me, not the show. That is me in everyday life. That is why
my name is Chad Hartman.
That is why there are a lot of people who still love me and still check at me, but they no longer want to be with me because it's just a that part wore him down so much. Okay, what is the theme, sir?
Well, when you hear that song, I'm Feeling Good from Michael Bublé inside of Dodger Stadium, you will know Shohei Ohtani is striding to the plate for his next at-bat. So today, in honor of Majors Dodgers participating in the World Series Game 1, we have Dodgers walk-up music from several of their stars.
Dodgers
all
walk-
I can say is, okay. Oh, Canada.
Okay, before we get to the shutdown, let's say you come to town in summer for a speech, but we're also going to get together, and it's 2 nights of rest. And I offer you to stay at the place. We got a guest bedroom, or you can stay in a posh and Tony hotel downtown Minneapolis. Which way are you going?
Well, I'd love to have a meal with you, Chad, but given the option, I'd probably stay overnight by myself at Stretch Lab.
Yeah, I think so.
Even if it was closed.
Yeah, I think most people are that way too, right? I mean, I'll golf with you, dinner.
Yes, yes.
I'll see you maybe tomorrow, or this was a great day, but
right.
I don't need to cuddle with you later tonight.
No.
I
can tell everyone, playing golf with Chad Hartman is a magnificent experience.
One time.
Because he is a great golfer and a great gentleman.
Well, I appreciate that. Sometimes there's an aberration, really, on both, sadly. Okay, shutdown. Behind the scenes, do you think either party is moving in any substantial way to some sort of compromise?
No.
Wow. So if I ask you Thanksgiving, when we probably have you on Wednesday, if you're available before Thanksgiving.
I will be.
Okay. Will we still have a shutdown, do you believe?
60-40, yes.
Wow. What will change this?
So there are a couple of intervening factors. One, the race is next Tuesday. I mean, not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, November 4th, for governor in Virginia and New Jersey. So Republicans think they have a chance, a better than a puncher's chance, in New Jersey with Jack Cittarelli, who almost defeated Governor Murphy in what was a stunner, how close that race was 4 years ago. In the history in New Jersey, it's very hard for the same party to have the governor's mansion 3 elections in a row. You've had it 2 with Pat Murphy. So Mikey Sherrill, the Democratic nominee, has a lead, but Cittarelli's close. Trump is putting a little bit of effort into that. There's going to be a teletown hall for Cittarelli tonight. In Virginia, that race tightened a little bit, but Abigail Spanberger, the Democratic nominee, looks to be comfortably ahead of Winston Sears, the Republican nominee, whom Trump has not endorsed, though she's certainly advocated for that over and over. If the Democrats win both of those races and sort of beyond expectations, that'll be a signal to Republicans that even when they think they've got a good shot or a puncher's chance, as they do in New Jersey, it doesn't work out. The net negative of Trump is very pronounced. That might shift some calculations. And if Republicans win either of those two governors' races, that might shift some calculations on the Democrats' side. That's one external event of a purely political nature that could change the sort of we're in our trenches, we're not talking, we're not going to compromise mode of now. The other thing is any other set of external events. And I don't even want to speculate, but look, stresses on air traffic control are real. Stresses on TSA are real. People who are doing stressful jobs and are not getting paid don't do them as well. That's just a fact of human nature.
Correct.
We had, through my colleague Chris Van Cleve, an air traffic controller on my show last night who broke down in tears. He's a single father of two.
Heard it.
He now drives DoorDash when he is not an air traffic controller so he can feed his kids. That's not good. And when I talk about external events, I mean something that is very unpleasant, very unhappy, that forces politicos to stop being politicos and do something else.
Yep.
Absent that, right now, they are not only in harness, they are deep in their harnesses, deep in their trenches, and digging the same furrow over and over and over.
I have 30 seconds, then I got to go top of the hour. Will Donald Trump get $230 million from his Justice Department?
I don't think so, but I can't tell you it's impossible. It's a stretch, but he's a master, as we discussed earlier, of finding hidden elasticities in American law.
Have a fabulous weekend, sir. I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Okay.
Major Garrett, we are incredibly lucky to have him on. Shaletta and Rochelle, next hour. Power Pack next hour here on WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.